Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Right now, here in downtown Crookston, we've got 67 degrees, partly cloudy skies overhead, with winds out of the south at 12 miles per hour. The humidity is at 52%, barometric pressure at 30.04 inches, visibility good up to 10 miles. Forecast for the rest of today calls for partly sunny skies here with mid-highs in the mid-60s and south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain showers. Lows 45 to 50 degrees, and south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs 65 to 70 degrees, with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, we'll have mostly clear skies, lows 40 to 45 degrees. Coming up on our sports schedule tonight, again, Crookston Pirate Baseball at DGF has been postponed. As is every other game they've been scheduled to play so far this year. We're still hoping to have yet again their season opener, now scheduled for Friday at Bagley. But we don't have to tell you at this point who knows if that'll be played or not. But hopefully the Pirate baseball team gets to take the field sooner rather than later. We do have more Twins baseball tomorrow as they continue their series with the Astros. Thursday we'll have high school softball as West Marshall, that's the co-op between Stephen Argyle and Warren Alvarado Oslo. They will be playing in Warren as West Marshall hosts Red Lake Falls. We'll have it for you here on KROX on Thursday. The Riverview Health pregame show starts at 4 o'clock for that with a 4:30 first pitch. Then again, the Crookston Pirate Baseball season opener, now scheduled for Friday when the Pirates travel to Bagley to take on the Flyers. We'll have it for you here on KROX, the pregame show, sponsored by Riverview Health, starting at 4 o'clock with a 4:30 first pitch. Also, more Twins baseball coming up this weekend, this time hosting the Baltimore Orioles for three games. We'll have all three of those for you right here on KROX. But again, tonight, we have Minnesota Twins baseball. They continue their series in Houston against the Astros. 7:10 is the first pitch. We'll have the pregame show starting at 6:30 this evening right here on KROX. And right now in downtown Crookston, with it partly cloudy, 59 degrees overhead. Currently with winds coming out of the south at a dozen miles per hour. It's now time for the Noontime News with today's edition of the Noontime News. We will have our own Chris Fee coming up here in just a moment. But again, Twins baseball tonight in Houston to take on the Astros, 7:10, the first pitch with a 6:30 start to the pregame show. And we'll have it right here on your home for Twins baseball. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX, and 105.7 FM, Crookston, Minnesota.
Well, it is now time for our Noontime News on KROX as we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. The UN Children's Agency says at least 45 children were killed in the Sri Lanka Easter attacks. UNICEF said today that 27 children died and 10 were injured in the bombing at St. Sebastian's Church in Negombo. It said 13 children died in blasts in Batacalo and 15 were injured. The agency says that among foreign victims, 5 were children. More than 320 people have now been killed and 500 injured in those bombings. Muslim leaders in Sri Lanka say they gave repeated warnings to security officials about the leader of an extremist group blamed for a string of Easter bombings. but received no visible response. They say the leader began posting videos 3 years ago calling for non-Muslims to be eliminated. His name was on an intelligence warning shared among Sri Lankan security forces. More than 320 people, as we said, have died. The Supreme Court's conservative majority seems untroubled by the Trump administration's plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. There appeared to be a clear divide between the court's liberal and conservative justices in arguments today in a case that could affect how many seats states have in the House of Representatives and their share of federal dollars over the next 10 years. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says felons such as the Boston Marathon bomber and people convicted of sexual assault should be able to vote while in prison. The Vermont senator is seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination and was asked about voting rights for felons at a CNN town hall in New Hampshire on Monday. Sanders says the right to vote, quote, is inherent to our democracy, end quote, and should apply, quote, even for terrible people, end quote. A Kremlin adviser says that President Vladimir Putin will meet the North Korean leader in Russia's Far East on Thursday, and they have told Russian news agencies that the much-anticipated talks between Putin and Kim Jong-un would be held on the Pacific Ocean and would focus on North Korea's nuclear program. Local media have reported preparations and strict security measures undertaken where the Korean leader is expected to arrive by train. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. The sun trying to sneak through those clouds, even though the sun isn't shining. We still have a very nice 59 degrees. Southwest wind of 12 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is down at 30.03 inches. Humidity is down as well at 50%. The forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, south winds of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy skies, lows 45 to 50, south winds of 10 to 20. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week, but it looks like the weekend, Saturday into Sunday and even Monday, there's a chance of rain each of those days. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 59 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, lawmakers are back at the Minnesota Capitol today after the Passover Easter break, and major differences remain between Republicans and Democrats, with under 4 weeks left in the regular session.
On health care, Governor Tim Walz wants to renew the provider tax set to expire.
I think a lot of cans have been kicked down the road. I'm going to permanently remove the sunset. I don't want another governor, Republican or Democrat, having to deal with this.
Meanwhile, Senate Republican Majority Leader Paul Gazelka does not support the governor's proposal to make Minnesota care available to all.
They said they won't even be ready for that for another 3 years.
For roads and bridges, Walz wants a gas tax increase, but Gazelka says no.
And if we really want more, then we can consider bonding money. Beyond that, we don't need any more in transportation.
Walz responds bonding could be a piece of it, but warns shifting away from the gas tax is a recipe for major budget problems. Bill Werner at the Capitol.
We'll be hearing quite a bit from Bill throughout the next 4 weeks down at the Capitol. Gas prices have been steady, hovering at right around $2.74 in Minnesota per gallon. But AAA Minnesota's Mark Peterson says we could see a bump at the pump soon.
With reports from the U.S. State Department that they plan to end waivers for countries to import from Iran, an attempt to end oil exports from the country means that supplies will start to diminish again and prices could start to go up.
A bit of good news for Minnesota, though. We are currently below the national average, which is at $2.84 per gallon. And there haven't been any confirmed measles cases in Minnesota. Health officials are concerned in the wake of a near-record case of outbreak in the U.S., including in nearby Iowa and Illinois.
Really, the best way to prevent, you know, an individual case of measles or to prevent outbreaks is to get vaccinated. And the measles vaccine, known as the MMR vaccine, it's very safe. It's very effective.
Now that's Jane Griffith. She's an epidemiologist with the state health department. And she says measles can be dangerous and even deadly in some cases. 22 states have reported cases of measles so far this year. Minnesota boys will be allowed to compete alongside girls on the high school dance team starting the next school year following the settlement of a lawsuit against the Minnesota State High School League that claims sexual discrimination. The Star Tribune reports that the league says the settlement avoids further litigation and allows the league, its nearly 500 member schools, and the Minnesota Association of Dance Teams to prepare for next dance season. Attorney General Keith Ellison has called on lawmakers to reverse a 2017 law that repealed Minnesota's ban on for-profit health insurance companies. The law takes effect July 1st, but language to undo it is part of a Health and Human Services bill that would be debated in the House on Wednesday. Ellison says that unless the legislature acts, for-profit companies could pocket billions of dollars in assets now held by the state's nonprofit health plans. And that is about it on the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kassasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kassasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, hey, the Pirate Boys golf team, they finally got their first round of the year in yesterday. They finished 7th out of 10 teams at the Early Bird Golf Tournament at the Par 64 Lakeview Golf Course near Detroit Lakes. Detroit Lakes won the meet with a 277, 8 strokes better than Fargo Davies and West Fargo Cheyenne. The medalist was Detroit Lakes' Lucas Justison. He had a 66, 2 over par, which was one stroke better than four other golfers. Crookston was led by Trey Christofferson, 72, and Brock Heppner, 73. Crookston is scheduled to play near Walker on Friday. They were going to play at the Tiana Golf Course, but that will not be open now on Friday, so they're looking at possibly going to Longbow or somewhere else in the area. So stay tuned if where and if they're going to play on Friday. As the spring, that's just the theme of the spring so far. The Crookston Pirates softball team, they gave up 10 runs in an inning and lost 16-8 to the Bagley Flyers in a Section 8 AA girls fast pitch softball game played at the Donnie Loft Memorial Field in Crookston. Crookston scored 6 runs in the 4th inning and was led offensively by Mackenzie Epema, who went 1-for-1 with 2 walks and a run, and Maddie Salentine was 2-for-4, the run scored. Crookston falls to 0-3 on the season. They will take on Ada Borup on Friday at 4:30 in Ada. Bagley improves to 1-1 on the season. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, coaches' comments, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. 3 local gymnasts will participate in the Region 4 Gymnastics Meet this weekend in St. Paul. On St. Patrick's Day, back on March 17th, Carly Knudsen was named to the North Dakota State Gymnastic Champion for the XL Gold level. Carly punched her ticket to advance to the Region 4 meet, along with her teammate Emily Bowman, who placed 6th all around, and Shayla Azur, who placed 5th all around in the XL Silver level. Carly and Emily will compete at regionals Saturday, April 27th. Shayla will compete on Friday, April 26th. So good luck to those 3. And 3 other young gymnasts competed in the state meet March 17th. KK Volker, Haley Voss, and Casey Fritz competed in their first of what is surely to be many state meets. All 3 of the ladies competed in level 3, which are not allowed to advance on to regionals. Yesterday, also on the sports scene, Jorge Polanco, he continues to be have the hot bat. He had 4 hits, including a 2-run home run, and drove in 4 runs to lead the Twins to their 4th straight win with a 9-5 victory over the Houston Astros. Max Kepler and Nelson Cruz had RBI singles around Polanco's 2-run single and a 4-run 6th. The Twins built a 7-1 lead. And Jake Odorizzi, he won his 2nd straight start, allowing 2 runs and 8 hits in 5 2/3 innings. And let's see, for you Lynx fans, the Sparks have acquired guard Alexis Jones from the Lynx in exchange for guard Odyssey Sims. So they're continuing to make some deals as they try to figure out how to live without Lindsey Whalen and Maya Moore not going to be playing this year. So the Lynx trying to figure out what to do without probably 2 of their best players along with Simone Augustus they've ever had. Well, let's see what else we have on the sports schedule. Women's golf yesterday, UMC lost a duel to Minnesota State Moorhead, 376-402. On the sports schedule for today, the Twins, they're at Houston, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. Pirate baseball, we got the notice about 9:30 last night. I think it might have been a little later than that, Crookston will not be going to Dilworth Glendon Felton to Glendon because the field is too wet. So the game will not be able to be played, and Jim Karn Field just not quite ready yet, I don't think. That had quite a bit of snow even, I think, this time last week. There is still snow on the field, so everybody's in the same boat. Baseball takes a little longer because they have just the fields are bigger, and it is what it is. But boys tennis, they're going to play today. They're able to make up that Minnewaska area match. They're going to play, though, in Fergus Falls. 4:30 will be the match start time there. Boys and girls track, they're going to head up to Thief River Falls, and they're going to get underway. I think the field events start at 3:30, and the running will start at 4 in Thief River. Thief River Falls, by the way, they will be in the same section next year as the Pirates. They will drop down to 8A. Girls golf, Crookston at the Pelican Rapids meet, that has been canceled. JV golf at the Detroit Lakes meet, that is on. And boys golf, Crookston Invitational at Minocqua, that is postponed. Minocqua not ready yet. Yeah, they're hoping to open soon, and as soon as they do, we will let you know. That is a look at the sports. Again, all the past week's sporting news available online, KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. And the sports schedules are up there as well, and we update them as soon as we get the information from Activities Director and Coach Greg Garman. As soon as we get it, we post it there, so we have it up to date as of now, but that could change by the time we're done with the news here. You just never know. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news. We have school board, city council, Ways and Means Committee. Steve Biermeier received a pretty big award recently, and a whole lot more. We'll tell you more about that coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Stop by the bakery at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Buy the 12-count Hugo's Baked Fresh Party Buns for $2.49. In the deli, Hugo's Original Rotisserie Chicken, $6.99. Bicolor Sweet Corn, 5 for $2.99. And Red Ripe Whole Seedless Watermelon, that's 59 cents a pound. At Hugo's Seafood, the special this week, it's fresh farm-raised Atlantic salmon fillets, $7.99 a pound.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston School Board approved the hiring of a dean of students at the Crookston High School at their meeting at the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room last night. The main topic of discussion came during the main agenda. The board approved the addition of two-thirds time dean of students for the high school. Superintendent Olson explains.
Strategically, what we've been looking at is how do we put the kind of help that we need at the high school to manage the discipline and make sure that all referrals are getting taken care of and to really allow our principal to lead instructionally. So obviously you can, there's a management and there's a leadership side of to administration. So you have to have both. You have the management side and you have the leadership side. And we were really focused on the management side. And we want to free up some time for our admin to do the leadership because that's what gets you the instructional gains, the student achievement rising, and really the help that our teachers need.
Olson made it clear that adding the dean of students won't increase administration costs.
The way that we're affording that, and I want to be very clear that this is not a single dollar is being spent more in administration next year as opposed to this year. Actually, there will be a slight reduction based on a retirement that we've been notified in our administrative ranks, which will free up dollars to be used for this dean of students position. So again, just to be clear, no new dollars are going towards this position. This will be dollars coming out of the administrative budget already that we're spending this year.
After approval of the dean of students position, the board approved Matthew Torgerson move from full-time band instructor to two-thirds time dean of students and one-third time band instructor. Torgerson will teach junior high and senior high band along with his dean of student duties. Torgerson is currently working on his superintendent duties and is more than qualified to be the dean of students, according to Crookston School District Superintendent Jeremy Olson. The board unanimously approved both the addition of the dean of students and to have Torgerson fill the spot.
Yes, the dean of students position is by nature a disciplinarian. There's no doubt that there will probably be other tasks assigned and so forth as we work with the person's strengths. He will be doing a 0.33 band configuration, and the rest of his time will be spent at the dean of students level. He's still going to be teaching senior high and junior high band. We are very fortunate to have someone that I would say is overqualified for the position, and I don't mean that from a standpoint because the position is going to be very challenging, but he is certainly well qualified, maybe I should put it that way, because he will be not only at the end of this semester, he'll be fully licensed as a pre-K-12 principal in Minnesota, but also be getting his superintendent's license as well. And that's, we've been able to work together a little bit on some practicum hours, and I just found him to be a real good fit.
And the final main agenda item was the approval of the non-renewal of a teaching contract with Kayla Smith. So those that are wondering, again, Torgerson, he will be dean of students two-thirds of the time. One-third of the time, he will be teaching junior high and senior high band. If you're wondering what will happen with elementary band, they're going to be hiring a full-time music instructor. They're hoping that instructor that they're able to hire will be both choral and band. But obviously, like one professor told me in college, the more you can do, the more valuable you will be. So they're going to look for somebody that can do a little bit of everything, but they'll take the best applicant possible. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the March 25th regular meeting and April 3rd special meeting, the approval of the current bills. The board was happy to accept donations of $1,000 from Brent Reichert. He is a former Crookston Central High School graduate and also a former Pirate student athlete. And he is now a lawyer down in the Twin Cities area, and we've seen him at a lot of the state tennis tournaments. He comes to watch the Pirates and cheer him on, but he donated $1,000 to complete the windscreen project at the Crookston High School tennis courts. Also $1,000 from that outstanding Crookston Baseball Association, and they don't just care about baseball. They also donate to softball as well, and that's all that money will be used for softball equipment. and they received $12,737.50 from the Crookston Education Association.
You know, today I was asked about what has not shocked me or startled me, but what has been different about walking into the Crookston community. You know, I'm new here. What has surprised me? What are some things that have challenged me? And I would say that one of the things that has really surprised me is just how generous Crookston is. It's a wonderful surprise to come into a community and realize how generous our community is and how supportive they are for our public schools. So that's been a real pleasant surprise for me as a superintendent. So the only thing I can really offer to the people that made the donations is a big thank you.
The board accepted retirement letters. It's one of those bittersweet. You're happy for these young ladies, Karen Hansen and Jackie Lindsay, paraprofessionals at the high school, that they're retiring, but at the same time, you're going to miss them because they are outstanding at what they do and great people. But they their retirement letters were accepted, and a retirement letter from Donald Cox, the head boys head soccer coach, and Jeremy Olson tells us more.
We're always sad to see people like that go, especially people of those caliber and that level of experience. But at the same time, I wish them the best. You know, they're moving into retirement, and you know, of course, that's got to be a fun, exciting, challenging time for them. So we're very excited to see them move into that retirement, but sad to see them go.
The board accepted resignation letters from Michelle Hulst, administrative assistant at Highland School; Andrew A.J. Biermeyer, fourth grade teacher at Highland; Tori Demera as assistant girls hockey coach; from Kristen Alston as English teacher at the high school; and from Chelsea Johnson, an administrative assistant at the high school. The board approved employment with James Brugier as a custodian at the high school and Dixie Seeley, a sixth grade teacher at Highland. And A.J. Biermeyer, he's leaving after his fiancée was accepted into a veterinary school in Missouri, so he's going to move down with her there. And I think they're getting married, is it this summer? So they've got a lot of stuff going on, but good for A.J. And Kristen Alston's husband got a job. He's in law enforcement. He got a job down in the Twin Cities, so they're moving there. And Chelsea Johnson, she got a job at the University of North Dakota. So we're sad to see all three of those go, but excited for them and their opportunities at the same time. The Crookston School District will be busy with a public input meeting on the long-term plan of the district. That'll be tonight at the Crookston High School Commons at 5:30 p.m. The public is invited to help shape the future of the school district. There will be free pizza and childcare available for pre-K through third graders during the meeting, according to Superintendent Olson.
We want to get a really good cross-section of Crookston to help us, really to help us become a better school. We are here to serve the community of Crookston, and we want to understand what the community of Crookston wants from us.
On Wednesday, the Long Range Planning Committee will meet and take the staff input and public input to help develop the five-year master plan. And extracurricular activities and the possible cutting of some of the sports will be one of the topics at the meeting. On Thursday, April 25th, the School Bus Garage Committee will view the architect's tentative bus garage design. And again, that athletics, I think everybody agrees, Crookston probably should cut a sport or two or more. But everybody says, as long as it's not your kids, whatever your kids are playing. They don't care which ones you cut, as long as it's not affecting their kids. So that'll be a discussion. They're not going to do it for sure. They're just going to look at it. And 71 kids are graduating this year. It's the same. Actually, we have more sports than we did when I was in school, and we had 166 graduate in my class. So something's got to give. The next scheduled Crookston School Board meeting is Tuesday, May 28th at 5 p.m. in the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. There will be a special board meeting on Monday, May 13th at 5 p.m. in the District Office Conference Room, and a long-range planning meeting will immediately follow. So a lot of meetings coming up. The Crookston City Council, they met last night as well and began the night with the Crookston Forum, an opportunity for members of the public to bring up topics not already on the agenda. During the forum, Sean Ness addressed the council about an incident that was referred to during the March 26th meeting by Elizabeth Boucher as part of her request the City of Crookston look into adding more teeth to its dangerous dog ordinance. Ness said he had a statement from a police officer and sworn testimony from the victim to contradict what Boucher had told the council.
I am said owner of the supposed dangerous dog. I have proof that from both a police officer's statement and a sworn testimony that proves that the woman who brought up this had lied to this council. Her son, she had said, was on the sidewalk walking their dog. I have a sworn testimony from him in court and the police officer's report that states he was in my backyard at 10 o'clock at night trying to find his dog.
Ness also asked about trespassing, saying he believed trespassing was anyone not invited on your property being there. Police Chief Paul Biermeier explained that unless someone is asked to leave, has received written notification, or there are posted and signed no trespassing signs being on a property, it is not trespassing. Ness said his dog went out after his son and was protecting the yard. Ness also said he wanted to set the record straight on this instance. Asked by Councilman Tom Vedbroten if this had been the only issue with the dog, Ness said,
"They've had, yeah, another problem with it, but the case in, that I'm speaking of, our dog was labeled potentially dangerous after that. But the way I seen it was my dog was just protecting it. His property, his yard, you know, from somebody running around is how I seen it. The second time he got out, yes, there was an incident where he ended up getting maced, and which happened. I'm just up here to get the other half of the story out that she had said."
The council thanked Ness for speaking with them, and Mayor Guy Martin closed the forum, and that's the last we'll cover this incident or argument between neighbors. Martin then issued a proclamation declaring the month of May as National Oncology Nursing Month during the council meeting at City Hall. The council approved the consent agenda, including two checks that were initially questioned by Councilman Bobby Baird. Baird questioned two checks. One check originally was mislabeled, which had been corrected in the updated packet. The second related to a trophy purchase from a company outside of Crookston that Baird said shouldn't happen when there are three businesses that provide the service in town. Crookston Park and Rec Director Scott Riopel explained he was contacted by the Mites Hockey Program for help after they decided last minute to order plaques and weren't able to get them in time locally. Riopel said the Mite Program would be repaying the city of Crookston for the purchase. Baird said he was okay as long as the money was getting repaid, but said the city of Crookston shouldn't purchase outside of town without getting local quotes first. Nobody was present to speak during the public hearing for the business subsidy agreement and assumption agreement for the Meadows LLC following the closing of the public hearing. The resolution to approve the agreements passed unanimously. City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner explained that the new business, the Meadows LLC, purchasing the Meadows Apartments, will be assuming responsibility for the business subsidy loan as part of their purchase.
The Meadows was a company created to purchase the Meadows apartment complex here in Crookston, and there was a business subsidy loan that was given to the previous company, and the remaining balance needs to be repaid yet, and the new company will be assuming that balance, and the terms are at the interest rate that it was on the previous agreement. The balance was approximately $200,000. It is a little bit less than that, and they have 8 years to pay it off.
The council also approved the hiring of Scott Elliott Hendrickson Incorporated, known as SEH, as the airport engineering consultant for completing the master plan required by the Federal Aviation Administration. The Ways and Means Committee, they approved both the City of Crookston Tobacco Free Policy and the Gateway Overlay District Ordinance last night. Both will go to the City Council for final approval. The tobacco-free policy was developed by a group of City of Crookston staff comprised of both users and non-users of tobacco products who came up with a policy that could be acceptable to both groups, explained Kathy Carlson, accountant for the City of Crookston and the head of the group tasked with creating the policy.
It came up in our safety committee meeting, and it was brought to our attention that some of our employees were troubled by coworkers that were using tobacco throughout their workday. And so I was asked by Shannon to lead a task force to research it. So we sent out a survey that we had gotten through the help of Polk County Health asking questions of our staff. And it came back that we had a few that wanted to quit smoking, didn't know how, wanted some help. We're interested in what we could do. So we've updated our current policy to include all tobacco, and our plan is to offer cessation programs to our employees for the next 9 months to help those that may want to quit, and then the policy will take place.
A tobacco-free policy has already been in place for the City of Crookston Parks since 2004, and this update will now include all buildings. The committee also approved the Gateway Overlay District Ordinance passed by the Planning Commission last week. Councilman Tom Vedbroten spoke out against the ordinance, saying he believed it would deter businesses from coming to Crookston. Councilman Dale Stainbrook, who sits on the Planning Commission, said they probably won't see noticeable changes from the policy until he was 6 feet under, but that was a step in the right direction for the future of Crookston.
It's going to take some time to get everybody on the same page, and we're not anti-business. I mean, we welcome anybody. It's case by case. I think that our existing businesses are interested in it, too, is with always funding. If someone comes in and takes over an existing business, they're grandfathered in. They don't have to conform to our new regulations or whatever we're setting with the gateway. We welcome everybody and anybody. I don't believe that you're going to go and read our website on our gateway, and that's going to deter business. I feel that we're open for business, and we are willing to work with whoever is here. Like I say, it's case by case.
And Ved Bratton also said he believes the industrial area of town should be left out of the ordinance.
I still feel we should leave our industrial park alone. Let the businesses be out there. Let new businesses come in. And I don't like making an ordinance on the idea that we can change it. Make it as simple as possible and to cover the things you need covered. And by doing this, I think we're going overboard.
Ved Bratton said he doesn't see too many issues with the ordinance outside of the effect on the industrial part of town.
Highway 2 East coming in, that's pretty nice. You're talking single-family residents. They're not included anyway. You have a couple businesses out on the east end, and they're always looking good. I don't ever see a problem with any of them. You go out on the bypass on the north end, that's always nice out there. You come in on 75 or Highway 2, there's never a problem from the west on those. I mean, 75 South, you're coming in, you've got all of our factories out there and stuff, and they keep them up as nice as they can. You know, sure, there's a couple of them out there that have been there for years. You know, like when they talk about if we'd have had this in for 30 years, well, I've been here since 81, and those businesses were there then. So even 30 years ago, it wouldn't have made any difference because they're still there. You know, I just think we're putting in stuff that a new business coming in, you would never have to worry about it anyway. And I don't know, it's just saying that if they come in and we can give them a variance or this or that, why? Why even do that? Leave it alone and exempt that area from it and call it good.
The ordinance was advanced to the council with the only audible nay coming from Ved Bratton. So I'm surprised nobody's asked. Let's say Best Used Trucks decides to move to a different part of town. They want to sell that building. Now the person that's going to buy it, if they're not selling trucks, they're going to have to upgrade the whole property now. So that would hurt your price on the resale value of the property along these gateway districts. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody brings that up. That's what I've heard from a couple business owners saying. Our property value is going to diminish by doing this if we sell to somebody that doesn't want to take over our business. So we'll see what happens. It's the right idea, try to beautify Crookston as people come into town, but we'll see what happens. Dr. Steve Biermeyer of Biermeyer Chiropractic Clinic recently received the Presidential Award at the Minnesota Chiropractic Association Awards Gala. There are over 4,000 chiropractors in Minnesota. Only two of the Presidential Awards were given out this year. The award is given to a provider who has shown dedication to his patients and the profession over the past year. Dr. Steve has been practicing for 32 years. And one of his sons, Lucas, joined Steve at Biermeyer Chiropractic Clinic 5 years ago. Congratulations to a great guy, a great chiropractor, Dr. Steve Biermeyer, getting that award. The Kiwanis Club has named its final Terrific Kids for the school year. One student from each fifth grade class earns the Terrific Kid Award on the basis of grades, citizenship, and a positive attitude toward schoolwork and toward other students. The Terrific Kids for the month of April are Georgia Hebert, Caleb Klosser, Aaron Strut, and Ethan Bubna. And we're happy to say Highway 75 north of Climax has been reopened as of 4 p.m. yesterday. And that is the latest addition to the reopening. So Halstead, Highway 75, now from Crookston to I-94, I guess we could say, or Highway 10, that is now open. Climax and Halstead, that's open around there, so good news if you want to take 75. On the obituary desk today, Greg Thompson, 45 of Ada, died Wednesday at his home. The funeral will be at 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th at Zion Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the church. Arrangements are at the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. Taking a look at the weather right now in downtown Crookston, we have 59 degrees, cloudy skies, a southwest wind of 12 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 30.03 inches and falling, humidity is at 50%. Again, 59 degrees and mostly cloudy skies right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, south winds of 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain, lows 45 to 50, south winds of 10 to 20. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, high 65 to 70, northwest winds of 10 to 20. Thursday, sunny, breezy, highs 55 to 60. As Friday, it'll be sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Saturday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain, lows in the mid-30s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. And Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-40s. The sun rose this morning at 6:22. The sun will set at 8:27 for 14 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. The record high, 89, set in 1990. The record low, 11, set in 1918. Year ago high, 63. Year ago low, 39. And the average high is 59. That's where we're at right now. The average low, 36. Yesterday's high was 64 with a low of 36. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. And for all the stories, if you want to recap, see what's going on, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on News. And we'll have another anniversary drawing coming up right after this.